This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments, and welcome to this weekly podcast. It's great to have you here. If you're new visiting, maybe checking this out on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform, I'd encourage you to get onto the Hail Mary media app where this is made available every week as it is put out. And I pray that it continues to be a blessing. It's a blessing for me to be able to share with you and to get into the Word of God. We are now at the 20th week in ordinary time, right in the middle of August. We've just had the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the 15th of August. I hope you had a beautiful opportunity to come together as a community and celebrate that holy day of obligation. And so today, interesting person in our biblical history we get to go into, and I want to learn more about this prophet Jeremiah. I'm just starting to really love Jeremiah. I got to know more about him in the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz, just really unpacking the book of Jeremiah, the prophet. And I'm going to share with you a little bit more about what I'm learning about Jeremiah. But we hear his voice today, and we hear a very strong voice always from the gospel and from Jesus Christ. The theme that I want you to think about today, stuck in the mud. Are you stuck in the mud? And what does that mean in our spiritual life, to be stuck in the mud? So with that, on this 20th Sunday in ordinary time, let's gather together and begin with the collect prayer that's offered for today's Holy Mass. Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In those days, the princes said to the king, "Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin." King Zedekiah answered, "He is in your power," for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malachi, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, "My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there is no more food in the city." Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord. Lord, come to my aid. I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me. Lord, come to my aid.
The Lord heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps. Lord, come to my aid. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in awe and trust in the Lord. Lord, come to my aid. Though I am afflicted and poor, yet the Lord thinks of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O God, hold not back. Lord, come to my aid. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the themes I pointed out was stuck in the mud. The other thing that you can hear as a thread in this last gospel message is Jesus causes division. Jesus causes division. What causes division? The truth. Because whatever is not of truth is off. It's divided out. You know, it's either hot or cold. It's either life or death. And so let's go into these readings just a little bit. Powerful, powerful readings. And I just want to start with in the Magnificat for this month of August, in today's 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, there's a little reflection from Pope Benedict XVI. Anytime I can hear something from Pope Benedict XVI, may he rest in peace. I love to hear the wisdom of Pope Benedict XVI. He says this, in regards to what we just heard in the Gospel of Luke, "I have come to set the earth on fire." Pope Benedict wrote that the fire is Christ's own passion of love, a fire that is to be handed on. Whoever comes close to him must be prepared to be burned. This is a fire that makes things bright and pure and free and grand. Being a Christian, Pope Benedict says, is daring to entrust oneself to this burning fire. The fire is set ablaze when we speak the truth, like the prophet Jeremiah, who is punished for it. Christ comes to divide us from whatever keeps us from him, which is sin, to rid us of every burden and sin that clings to us. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, waiting for him, trusting that he will put a new song of praise into our mouth. Pope Benedict, he just put all those readings together in one beautiful statement. I can't do it better than him. You know, I think as I reflect on this particular podcast and when our priests give homilies or we read a good commentary about the readings, we got to go back into the Word. And that is the clearest truth, is right into the Word of God. And so here's the story of Jeremiah. And I just want, I got these little commentary books, and this is on the book of Jeremiah. And so as I was reading a little bit about Jeremiah, you know, Jeremiah spent about 40 years. And when we hear that phrase, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. Well, in Jeremiah's life, he's probably the prophet who experienced it all, from the great times of the kings who built the temple and worshiped God and sacrificed in the right way, to the most horrible and offensive times in history of mankind. He was in the worst of times and he was in the best of times. And for 40 years, he was a prophet, from exiles to different kings to Reformation. He experienced it all. And yet he persisted. This is what makes a saint, is they persist in the truth, even if they're stuck in the mud, which he was literally stuck in the mud. It wasn't his own choosing, but he was rejected by the king. And so he was tossed into this cistern. But let me tell you a little bit more about Jeremiah before I go into the story, because Jeremiah, this is what the commentary brought out about Jeremiah. And I hadn't thought about this before, but we have so many prophets in the Old Testament that we learn from. But this commentary says that in all of history, no other prophet in the history of Israel is more like Jesus. How so? With Jeremiah. Jesus taught in parables. Jeremiah taught in parables. Jesus was rejected by his own people. Jeremiah was rejected. Now, all the prophets certainly were rejected by their people. Jesus wept for his people. Jeremiah, for years and years and years, wept for the people. Jesus was scourged, imprisoned, put to trial for his life. So was Jeremiah. So many things that Jeremiah's life reflected and could even foreshadow the life of Christ. Jesus prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Romans. Jeremiah prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Babylonians. Jeremiah represents or resembled Jesus in so many ways that the Jews of Jesus' time wondered if maybe Jesus came back, maybe Jeremiah came back from the dead, and that's who Jesus really was. There was so much of a resemblance of the life of Christ to what Jeremiah experienced. And Jeremiah didn't want to be a prophet, but he was faithful. You know, we heard this last week about the faithfulness of Abraham, and then you go down the line of Noah and all of those who were faithful. Not only did they believe in God, they trusted in God, and they trusted in God's love, that he would fulfill the promise, that he would fulfill that bringing into this divine worship, this divine eternal life. And so here's Jeremiah again, prophesying. He's basically, and many of these times, he's just pointing out, you have turned away from what God has said to do in terms of how to worship God, how to make proper sacrifice. You're starting to sacrifice to idols. You're starting to do the sacrifice in the wrong way. You're starting to treat humanity in the wrong way. He's pointing out, you've gone astray. God loves you, God forgives you, but God wants you back. And the people turned away, and the people rejected his turning back. You know, get out of the mud is basically what Jeremiah is saying. Get out of the sin, get out of this dirtiness, this pride, this lashing out against neighbor and against humanity and against God. Come back because God loves you. This wasn't a gloom and doom, but this was reminding the people of God's promise of salvation, and yet they turned away. And here's another resemblance, I think, of Jeremiah and Jesus, because King Zedekiah has no guts. You know, here he is the king, but the princes are coming up and saying, oh, Jeremiah, he is causing a lot of trouble. What is he causing trouble? Because if they changed, they'd lose their luxuries. They'd lose their position. You know, how about King Herod or Pontius Pilate? Well, King Herod for John the Baptist, you know, King Herod, a young girl was able to dance her way into getting the beheading of John the Baptist. He wasn't willing to fight that kind of an injustice and say, well, you know what? We're not going to do that. And so he cowered, and John the Baptist off his head goes. And for Jesus, it's Pontius Pilate. And people say, crucify him. He's in charge. And yet he cowered, and he didn't take the leadership role in the way that it should have been taken. And so the case with King Zedekiah, he let those princes manipulate him. He wasn't willing to kind of put up his own, stand on his own two feet. He was being walked on. And so Jeremiah goes into the mud. And yet there's a foreigner, one of his friends apparently is this Ebed-Melech, who intercedes for him. You know, and I think about you and I can be those individuals who can intercede for someone who's stuck in a cistern, who's stuck in the mud, who's maybe stuck in a hard time, maybe who's being stuck in doubt or in difficulty, and maybe they're stuck in a sin and they need some intercession. They need somebody to come and pull them out of the pit. That's a Ebed-Melech who's willing to go, and he could have been a tossed aside by the court official and the king, or he was the court official, but from the king, but he was allowed to bring Jeremiah out of the pit, you know? And when we intercede for one another to bring somebody out of the mud who's being stuck, God will provide. God will provide. That's why I love this psalm. Lord, come to my aid. And this is being said not in a way that you don't believe that God's going to come to your rescue. Now, does that mean that everything's going to be great and fine and dandy and you won't be hurt? No. But there's a, when we believe in God and we trust in him, we also have hope that he will have the last word, that God has the victory, that the victory has already been won. And if I choose him, regardless of the difficulties that I'm going to encounter in my life, because I encounter misfortune, I encounter disease and maybe divorce and difficulties and financial concerns and people in my family who maybe turn against me and all the things that we undergo in human life, disasters, floods, famines, volcanoes exploding, you know, whatever it is. The Lord heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction. Faith grounds us in the truth that no matter what, God is there. Jeremiah, he experienced such difficulty. I think of St. Paul, right? We know of St. Paul and the difficulties he wrote about them. And in fact, he's in the middle of prison and he's telling us, but he doesn't give up hope. Even if his body is racked and stripped and scourged, his soul is eternal and will be with God, and God will not forsake him. He trusts in that. And he trusts that God loves him. Jeremiah trusted in God. He's asking us, Paul is asking us, the Lord is asking us, trust in my love, trust in Jesus's love. Though I am afflicted and poor, yet the Lord thinks of me, the Lord thinks of you. No matter where you are on your spectrum of trusting in God, of knowing in God, you may have some difficulties in believing in him. Guess what? God loves you anyway, even if you are going to forsake him. Look at all the people who forsook the Lord as he is hanging on the cross. He was willing to endure it even for you, even for Judas, who he knew was going to turn him over. He has that much love. But what he also desires is that you and I will get out of the mud. What is the mud? Sin, imperfection, pride, all of the inflictions of original sin, of self-righteousness. In this letter to the Hebrews, let us rid ourselves of every burden of sin. You know, let's get rid of that sin of offending God and offending self and offending others, and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. You know, a heart of this letter to the Hebrews is to recognize who Jesus is, and that he is the King of the universe, that he did come to save us for salvation. And he is the leader and perfecter of faith, point blank. And he endured opposition from sinners, just as Jeremiah did. Jeremiah endured that opposition because he stood for the truth. And no matter what, they can throw me in prison. Jeremiah's own family imprisoned him, put him away, tried to shut him up, shut up the truth. The truth cannot be quenched. It cannot be stuck in the mud. The truth is on fire. And so here we come to the Gospel of Luke. And this is where this phrase, Jesus causes division. Now, at first, when you hear that, you think, well, isn't Jesus all about peace? Well, he even says it here, I'm not about peace on this earth. I'm not about you being comfortable here in this temporal world, that all of your senses and your material and flesh is satisfied. What have been hearing about the last several weeks in the gospel? Oh my goodness, you know, detach from your riches, you know, don't, you know, wherever your heart is, that's where your treasure is. So if your treasure is in the barn of all of the grain and all of the riches that you want to just heap up, you are going to die. You're going to die to that. You will just live in that, which is going to be eternal hell. But Jesus says, and I love this, think about this. He's not about peace. He's about perfection. He's about perfection. Jesus is about perfection, letting go of sin, free of sin. What is this fire? It's a purity. It's a purification. It's the Holy Spirit guiding us with truth. This is part of what, you know, the fire is to set ablaze when we speak the truth. And the reality is, in the world today, we can see the world today when there is truth being spoken, and the truth is Jesus Christ. We have so many people who want to say 2 + 2 = 5, 2 + 2 = 3. Well, I believe 2 + 2 = 1. No, 2 + 2 = 4. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is bringing salvation to the world. And Jesus is bringing fire, purification on this earth to prepare it for eternal life, because this earth is fleeting. It's going away. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. Our eternal souls will last, are lasting. I mentioned last week that I was just at a funeral. That body of that beautiful young man is gone, has deteriorated, is turned into ashes. But his soul exists forever. So I don't want you to have peace on this earth, because the earth is going away. The kingdom of God is our souls enduring forever. And they will endure forever, either in heaven, in eternal happiness and joy, in the presence of God, which must be, if we're in the presence of God, we must be purified. We must be pure. Or if we reject that, like the people who rejected Jeremiah's message, if you reject that message of hope forever, and at that last moment you still reject truth, you will be eternally in that rejection, eternal hell, in that rejection of God, if you choose. But Jesus is saying, you choose life or death, hot or cold. And that will require division. Because people are people are people, they're going to choose. We see it in the Old Testament where some chose to be selfish, some chose pride and greed and oppression over others. I'm going to take my power and lord it over others. And some chose to serve, some chose to love, some chose God. So Jesus says there's going to be division. In the most basic cell of society, what is that? In the family, within fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, there is division. There will be division. You will have to choose. You will have to choose God or self. And that's your choice. What are you going to choose? And will you choose peace, or will you choose purification? Will you choose piety? Will you choose that passion of God's love? It says here again, Pope Benedict, the fire is Christ's passion. Will you choose that passion? In the prophet Malachi, it says, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, but who will endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. Will you be purified? Will you be set on fire? Or will you be stuck in the mud? Let us pray. O God, the fire of your love prepares your path before you. Purify us by the sanctifying power of your Holy Spirit, that we may be worthy to offer prayer and sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.